This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Today brought the fourth appearance for General Motors CEO Mary Barra before angry members of Congress. This time, a Senate subcommittee took a deeper dive into the ignition switch recalls and didn't like what it saw in GM's legal department. Michigan Radio's auto reporter Tracy Samilton is here. So, Tracy, who was most in the uncomfortable Senate spotlight today?
Well, there's no doubt that this time it was GM's general counsel, Mike Milligan. He's a 37-year veteran of this company. And some of this ignition switch recall situation did happen on his watch. He's been in that job since 2009. And there were senior attorneys who were fired, but apparently that didn't go far enough for some of the members of the committee. And not 5 minutes into the hearing, the chairwoman, Claire McCaskill, had this to say.
How in the world, in the aftermath of this report, did Michael Milligan keep his job?
So well. Basically, it's a buck stops here argument. You know, even though you didn't know, your underlings knew, and you should leave. That very difficult situation. And I have to say, GM CEO Mary Barra was really adamant in her defense of Mr. Milligan.
And Mike Milligan is a man of incredibly high integrity. He has tremendous global experience as it relates to the legal profession. He's the person I need on this team. He had a system in place. Unfortunately, in this instant, it wasn't brought to his attention, frankly, by people who brought many other issues forward.
Ooh, so this is really looking into when did you know and what didn't you tell us after you knew?
Right. And he's basically saying, I didn't know any sooner than Mary Barra. I did not know until February of this year that these deaths had happened because of the ignition switch issue.
Now, Delphi supplied the ignition switches, and its CEO, Rodney O'Neill, was also there before the Senate today. How did things go for him?
Well, I think the members of the subcommittee were relatively gentle with Mr. O'Neill. He testified that he was concerned about this, that Delphi has in fact done a review of its safety policies, and it looks as if an engineer working on a part has a safety concern, they're going to encourage that person to bring it up. But he was asked, you know, are you responsible at all for the situation? You made the part that was defective, and he had this to say.
Our product met the requirements of the customer.
So no responsibility?
No.
And, GM CEO Mary Barra said, that's absolutely correct. We're the automaker. We ordered the part. We are responsible. So nobody in this hearing tried to make Delphi responsible for what had happened.
And speaking of Mary Barra, when she was before this Senate panel the first time, she got pretty well walloped. Were things any different for her this time? This is her fourth time trucking up to Capitol Hill.
Yeah, it was a very different situation. It's clear she has been meeting with Claire McCaskill. They have a relationship, it appears. There's some trust there now, and it looks as if, they believe that she is doing whatever she can to make sure that this situation never happens again. So, she had to take some hard questioning about why Mr. Milligan was still with the company. But other than that, I mean, Ms. McCaskill actually congratulated her on the changes that she had made. So very, very different situation.
Because that senator blistered her the first
time
around.
It was brutal.
What comes next for GM on Capitol Hill?
You know, I don't know if there's going to be other hearings. We haven't heard yet if there's any more, but we do know that they're going to be calling David Friedman back, who's the head of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And from some of the questions that I heard today, I think that's going to be another painful hearing for him.
Michigan Radio's auto reporter Tracy Samilton bringing us up to date on the hearings happening today for General Motors before the Senate panel. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.